Avlo v'yegabi tmuras v'lad oshem bar tmura. Or that's in the keva, and the vlad of it that's from an oshem, the lekeshem el alimoi, or it should be lekeshem oshem alimoi. There's no same oshem upon the mother. There's no such oshem at all brought on the keva, so it's not chal l'shem oshem at all on the mother. Therefore, Moir Blazer would agree, the Madam of In, who Atzma Lekarif, and Echlam here, Blazer would agree, that you can only bring the kid, the Domim of it, but not it itself. When does your brother say you could bring the kid? Only with Chalik Dushas Oila on the mother. But over here, if the mother was in the Keva, and you made a Tmura from an Oshem, so it's not Chalik Shem Oshem on the Keva. So therefore, the Chil is only Chalik Din for its Domim. So Adin, when this Tmura gives birth, if Lot also is only for its Domim, and it itself is not Korav for Korvin.
It's only by Vlad Oshem, no
good. But not by the Vlad of an Oila. Eisrei Abaye. Abaye asks a question like this. It says Alochom, Eisrei Abaye, v'chi boi Reb Lezer shemer l'alimo, is it true what you're saying? That when does Reb Lezer say that the vlad, the kid, can be brought for korban oilo only if the mother had a shemer l'alimo on it? Is that true? V'chi boi Reb Lezer shemer l'alimo, v'atani would learn like this. What's going to be hamafresh nekeva l'pischei? Somebody sets aside for korban pesach in the keva, and it can't be. You have to bring a zocher for korban pesach, not on the keva. But he set aside a korban on the keva. Yeah, a salacher is yiroar chistavu. You have to wait till the behemoth becomes a balmum, let it pasture in the field until it becomes a balmum, and then v'timkri, when it comes a balmum, you pray that you can sell it v'yavi v'demer pesach. Then bring a real korban pesach with it, because right now it's in a keva, it's not fit for korban pesach. What's going to be the yodel? Let's say this behemoth, this nekeva, gives birth. The locher is yiroar chistovu. The same thing, even the kid also, you have to let it pasture in the fields till it becomes a bamum. The yimchor v'yavi b'dom of pesach, and then you sell them with the money being korban pesach. But you can't bring the kid itself for a korban. What's going to be nishtairu achra pesach? Let's say this korban was left over till after pesach. He was nishtairu achra pesach. So Rashi said, locher is the pesach b'shar yimos hashana shlomim hevi. That's the locham. Then Gemara Menachis. That the korban itself, after a korban pesach itself, after pesach becomes into a shlomim, and it itself is brought for korban shlomim. Here, so nishtar racha pesach is also nishtaru tiro, let it pierce from the fields, actually stoy until it becomes a bamum, v'yavi b'domei ha-shlomim, bring with this money the value of it to bring a korban shlomim. Yolda, now this again, this nikeva here, it was left over till after pesach, then you have to sell it, and with the money you buy a korban shlomim. What's going to be if this nekeva was yolda gave birth? So again, yiro ashi starvu v'yimchav yavadom v'shlamim. So all these cases, you can't bring them for korban because it was huktish to korban pesach. It was in the cave, it's not fit. So rather, you have to sell it, and with the money, you bring a korban shlamim. Reb Lezer says over here, no. Reb Lezer says that hu atzma yakir shlamim. You could bring it itself for korban shlamim. Rashi says, "What's miyakum shlamim? V'yavagav lekeshem shlam alimoi." Means this vlad now, the kid could be brought for korban shlamim, even though the mother never had a shem shlamim on it. To al shem pesach akdisho, the chetchila you makdish the mother for korban pesach, so it never had a shem shlamim on it. So how come Reb Lezer agrees that you makdish the kid for shlamim? If you tell him now, Reb Lezer is only mekol where the mother had a shem oila, then the kid could be brought. Where the mother had a shame oshim, so the kid cannot be brought for noila. Hey, you say no, even though the mother only had a shame pesach on it, still the kid can be brought for korban shlamim. V'hocho, more said the lek a shame shlamim alimoi. The mother did not have a shame shlamim on it. The mother was only called the korban pesach. It was a postler one, was in a keva. And the Yom Reb Lezer, the Reb Lezer says here, yakir shlamim, that the kid could be brought for korban shlamim. So you see, you did not need the mother to have the shame shlamim or oiler on it. So more says no. Oh, Malay Rov answered back like this. Achara Pesach Karmut, you asked me a question about a Korban Pesach that was left over till after Pesach. Shani Yocha, over there it's much different. Or Shani Achara Pesach, the loch of a Korban Pesach, the Achara Pesach that's called Tomoisa Pesach Gufa Korban Shlomim. Because the kosher of Korban Pesach, if you leave it over till after Pesach, the loch is it itself becomes a Shlomim. So that's why here the kid can be brought for Korban Shlomim. Rashi's going in Hifresh Pesach. If you set aside a Korban Pesach and you neschape biacher, then you lost that one. You brought a different one, and you found the first one. It's brought for shlamim. So as Hilchach half the nisus, this was left over after Pesach, has a shame shlomim on it. And therefore, it loses the shame Pesach. And it's chal shame shlomim, Rashi says, just it itself you can't bring for korban, because since it's in a keva, and it comes mikoyach Pesach also, since as the korban Pesach couldn't be brought, the mother can't be brought to Torah shlomim either. But the kid, though, lemaisa could be brought for shlomim. But it's not a kasha. The reason why the kid could be brought for shlomim the vlad, because the mother really has a shame shlomim on it. So more says Yochiv, this is true, the time with Reb Leza, because it has a shame shlomim on the mother, if that's truly true. So more says the question, Yochiv, so, niflug nami bresha, should have been machlekes in the resha also. He should have argued in the resha also then. But she says, the yod koinam pesach, where the nekeva gave birth, the korm you makdish on the nekeva for korm Pesach, and let's say gave birth before Pesach. So once they also the name Reb Lezoimer who atz meyakim, you could bring the vlad also. The vlad atz meyakim shlomim. The kaidin Pesach nami, the same halacha applies to korm kaidin Pesach also. If you shech the korm Pesach before Pesach, l'shem shlomim is like a kosher. Because the Pesach b'shayim Yemir Sashona has a lot that can be brought for Korban Shlomim. So even the Reish also, Reb Elezer should argue, that since the mother could have a Shem Shlomim on it, then the Vlad should also be kosher. So because Yehoch Yisoh, Niflug Nami B'Reish, Reb Elezer should argue in the Reish also. Moz Omalei, Enoch Anam, it's like a right. Though Pollock, that Reb Elezer argues in the Reish also, he would agree in the Reish also, even before Pesach, if the mother gives birth, the Vlad could be brought for Shlomim. Abayim Abayim says no. Abayim Leipligi is no machlekes. Leipligi midi de gemiri that lamokim shamoyser hoylach have lad hoylach. That wherever the mother goes, that's where the kid goes also. Is liachara pesach to moisa korv shlomim anything any pesach left over after pesach is brought for shlomim so vlad nami korv shlomim. And that's good why after Pesach, if it was first born after Pesach, then it's good. After Pesach, Zemana Pesach, then the korban becomes not a man shlomim. Therefore the kid can be brought for shlomim. But I tell you over here, Avolufnaya Pesach, where the kid is born. Again, were you a makdish in a keva for a korban Pesach? And the mother gave birth now before Pesach. Is Eimo Lamai Akdishay? What were you makdish the mother for? Le Demei Pesach. For the Demei Pesach. If so, Vlad Namad the Demei Pesach. The Kedusha on the Vlad is only a Demei Pesach the Kedomim. It's not a Shlomim the Kalocha. So if even though you would have shechted it L'Shem Shlomim, it would have been good, but L'maisa, the mother was hooked with L'Shem Mekorim Pesach. So before Pesach, the mother was Oymid like that it should be used for Pesach, even though here it's in the cave, you can't use it for Pesach. So the Dinyus, you should sell it, and the Domim should be brought for Korim Pesach. So if it gives birth before Pesach, that Vlad cannot be brought to Teresa Shlomim, can't have a Karova. Because it never got a shame shlomim on it. Yeah. Mosiv Ravuk for Bachoma. Ravuk for Bachoma is a question like this. Mosiv Ravuk for Bachoma. O mi Yamrina, do I say? Midi ima le demei. Since the mother here, we are makdish this nekeva for Pesach, the mother was oimit to sell it, and the money to be brought for Korban Pesach, Vlad nami le demei, that's for what the Vlad is also as a kedusha to be sold for that for the its worth and brought for korban. For tiny, but not like this. Hamafresh nekeva le Pesach. Somebody sets aside a nekeva for Korban Pesach. It says clearly he of lo dosei yiroach yistavu v'yemarchu v'yovi v'demei in Pesach. Ech nami that both the mother and who gives birth to kid both have a kedusha's damam on it. That you'll have to sell it and the money you bring for korban Pesach. Reb Lezaimer know who atz meyakim Pesach. Reb Lezaimer know the kid itself is not for the domin, but the kid itself could be brought for korban Pesach. So you see, even though the mother is litmei, the kid could be brought for korban Pesach. But the Mavahoch over here, the ima litmei, since you mark the shenikeva, the nekeva cannot be brought for korban Pesach itself. It's only that eventually you plan to sell it and the money used for korban Pesach. And the Yom Reb Lezaimer, the Reb Lezaimer says, who adds in the Korban Pesach that the Vlad here could be brought for Korban Pesach. And V'loy Mokmina Lebima, we do not say the Vlad has the same halach like the mother. Just like the mother is only for Demei, maybe the kid is also only for Demei. I don't say that. So Ravina says like this, the Peshat is, B'mafresh Behema Muberes Askinen. Here we're talking about your Mafresh the Retchilo of Behema Muberes, that this Nekeva was pregnant right now. And Rav Leza Sobek Reb Yechon, Rav Leza also Reb Yechon Shita, that what the Yomar, Im Shairu Mishuyer, if you want, you could only be Makdish the mother and not the kid. The kid is called like a separate thing by itself. Why? The Uba Lav Yerachimayu, that the Uba, the fetus, is not like the mother itself. Therefore, V'imayhi, the Loikot Shekadush is Aguf. So when you Makdish this Nikeva for a Pesach, it's not Chalak Kadush is Aguf on the Nikeva, because the Nikeva is not fit for Korban Pesach. Avol he, but the kid, according to Rabbi Yechon, it's like you Makdish it by itself. So the kid on the side to say it's a Zohar, Kitcha, it's Mamash Chalak complete Kadusha, and therefore that's why it could be brought. That's why here Rabbi Yechon holds the kid can be brought for Pesach, because it's not getting its Kadusha because of its mother, but rather we're talking about now when you will Makdish it, you will Makdish the Muberas, the pregnant Behemoth. And you're meant to be Makdish like both of them separately for Korban Pesach. So it's hard to say the kid when it comes out is a Zohar, therefore he can be brought for Korban Pesach. But Enichnami, when the Vlad only gets his Kedusha because you're Makdish the mother, and then later the mother becomes pregnant and has a kid, Enichnami, that Vlad only had the same din as the mother. And if the mother was only Lidmei, the Vlad would also only be Lidmei. Oh, Malay Mazutra Bredu Rav Mor Ravino. Hochinami Mistav, this is the Svar also. To be Behemoth, Muberas, asking, we're talking about over here, the Behemoth was Muberas. Why? Midiktoni, since it says, he, of all the sale, Shramino, it says right away the loch of he, the mother and the kid. Mash, we're talking about right away, it's a pregnant Behemoth. So therefore it's good. If we're talking about your Makdashit, Rashi says, he, of all the sale, Mash, Mishashneim, Hoyu, Bishas Hegdish, both were around Bishas the Hegdish. Midil Torah doesn't say how Mafresh Nekevel Epischoy Tiro is then Yol the Zoch Yiro. Doesn't say that. Mashmal Chetchila when you were Makdashid was already pregnant, so that's why here it's much better. Here Reb Leza holds that this Vlad could be brought for Korban Pesach because it's called like you were Makdashid by itself. Therefore, even though the mother is Litmei, the kid could be for Korban Pesach. Yeah, Shmamin, it's a good proof.